Hello, gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Joshua Segivas Podcast. This is the podcast where you learn how to increase your attraction, level up your dating game, and embrace the alpha mentality. My name is Joshua Segivas. I help men to increase their attraction and improve their dating life through the power of self-development, evolutionary masculinity, and the alpha mentality. And today we're talking about how a masculine man kisses a woman, as well as one mistake that you want to avoid. Now, women secretly want men to kiss them like this, whether you're going on dates with women, whether you're interacting in your social circles, whatever it is, you'll come to a point where the intimacy will lead to this step in the process. And this is a crucial step in the process because this is where you go from more mundane, innocuous touching, you know, like touching the hand, holding hands, whatever, to actually crossing over into that new threshold of intimacy. And this is a necessary precursor if you want to get to the point where you're hooking up with women, inviting them back over to your place, and actually developing the kind of intimacy and connection where women will want to do those things with you. This is a crucial thing, but a lot of men don't know how to do this like a true masculine man. So I'm going to lead you through four steps that have proven to be true in my life. These steps have all worked for me, and I actually developed this through a lot of testing, study, research, and just my own experience, because I didn't start out being good at kissing women or even making moves on women. In fact, my dating life was really terrible before I learned how to do it properly. And that's really what my story is. As a man, I went from not being able to get a text back to being the kind of guy who could write his own dating check, have whatever kind of dating life I want. I created the dating life of my dreams through the power of, like I said, self-development, evolutionary masculinity, and the alpha mentality. And you can find my entire process in my course, which is linked to down in the description. I take you through the entire process that helped me go from dating zero to dating hero in my own life. And now I help other men to do it. But these four steps, if you can master these four steps, this will basically take you from being the type of guy who can't even get a woman to want to kiss him, you know, who fumbles it and, you know, have those awkward rejections, to being the type of man who can very confidently, competently go in for the kiss and succeed and leave the woman thinking, wow, this guy is amazing. And I didn't even know I was going to kiss him, but it just happened. It was so natural. And now I have these feelings for him, right? This is the effect that successfully kissing a woman can have on the encounter. It's very important. So step one is the lead up. A lot of guys get confused about this. They think that it's just about going in with the right move, you know, leaning in the right way, finding the perfect moment. These things, there's something to be said for these things, but more than anything, you have to lead up to the kiss with proper priming. You have to create the opportunity as a man, and you have to create a fantastic opportunity where she's ready for the kiss, even though she doesn't maybe know she's ready for it. Okay. And this is a tricky thing, but basically I follow what's called the 5-10-20 rule. When I go into a date, 5 minutes in, I am flirting with her. By 10 minutes in, I'm really like cranking up the sexual escalation in a gentlemanly way, but I'm making sure she understands that this is a date, not a friend hangout or friend talk. And I do that by kind of teasing her, you know, using light innocuous touch, taking her hand, putting my hand on her shoulder, you know, touching her in, you know, light ways, very innocent ways where, you know, it's obvious that I'm doing it, but she could easily reject it if she wants to without any awkwardness. And then that's how you kind of gauge her reception. And that's also how you warm up to the kiss and how you lead up to it. And then by 20 minutes, you kiss her. Sometimes you can go a little longer. I've waited as long as maybe 40 minutes, sometimes even an hour to go in for the kiss if she's really nervous or I know she's, you know, feeling a little bit jumpy just in general. Sometimes if women are really shy or they don't have much dating experience, they can be a little shy, anxious, jumpy. And so you want to maybe lead up, just be gentle, lead into it with a longer runway of time, but you don't want to wait too long. If you wait too long, it's going to end up her being bored, realizing, hey, this guy isn't going to make a move and this is boring to me. Okay. Step number two is timing. You have to get the timing right. So part of this is that, you know, the kind of that 20 minute mark, somewhere between 20, 30 minutes, figure out the right time. But you also have to steer the conversation to be the right time. You have to make sure that you're, you know, logistically speaking, you're sitting next to her, you're standing next to her, and the situation is such that you're going to be able to go in for that kiss without too much awkwardness. Okay. For me personally, one of my favorite moves for this is to start the date in one location, and then I will change locations right about 20 minutes in and say, hey, let's get a drink at the other place. And then we walk out on the sidewalk, you know, I'll kind of take her hand, pull her in, give her a kiss. This has worked very, very well for me, and it just breaks up the date in a good way. So getting the timing right is essential. Step number three is the energy. Okay. You want the energy to be light and positive, but you want to have strong leadership, strong masculine energy. What is masculinity? When we break it down to the core fundamentals, masculinity is basically the traits, characteristics, and values that lead men to achieve what I call the core masculine evolutionary mandate, which is to generate resources, solve problems, and provide safety and security so that the tribe can survive and thrive. So we're looking for a leadership-oriented man, a man who is taking charge of the date, a man who's confident in himself, a man who's completely self-validated so that he can even lift her up to that level of self-validation with him. She's feeling a little nervous, a little shy. One mistake men make is they try to give away their masculine energy to the woman in the date with them. They basically look to her for approval, look to her for permission, these types of things. This is very non-masculine energy. A lot of people will say things like, oh, it's so sexy to get her consent first. Okay, consent is awesome, but don't construe that with needing her permission to go in for a kiss. That just makes you look like a follower, not a leadership mentality. Man, you're a grown man. You can make your own decisions, and she can reject you if she wants and make her own decisions. But you should be confident, right? And that should be the energy you carry with you. Confident, positive, leadership-oriented, successful, abundant, powerful. These are the types of energies you should be carrying with you throughout the day, and especially leading into the kiss, where you are completely self-validated, and then you can even make her feel more at ease by you being so comfortable with it. And that leads us to step number four, make it smooth. If you just, you know, lurch in like a snake striking at their prey, that's kind of weird. If you have to lean awkwardly over a table, that's kind of weird. You want to set yourself up to make it as smooth as possible, right? You should, you know, be chill, sitting close to her, you know, reach out, you know, maybe pull her close to you, reach up, touch your face, you know, move toward her slowly, you know, don't go super fast, but also don't move so slow that it's boring or weird. You have to ease into it with some class and with some style, right? And this really just takes practice to do this, but you want to keep this, make it smooth, keep that thought at the forefront of your mind as you're going through these. And then finally, lastly, one big mistake to avoid. I've made this mistake so many times that it makes me cringe now to think about it, especially back when I was kind of more of a nice guy and not as masculine. You know, I didn't have my masculinity on point, but asking for permission is one of the biggest turnoffs. And I've heard so many women say this. And once again, people will give you the opposite advice online sometimes because they confuse consent with confidence. Okay, so these are two things that they can confuse. Of course, you never want to kiss a woman who doesn't want you to kiss her, but you can tell if she doesn't want to when you go in for the kiss. She'll like back off, or she'll, you know, she'll look shocked, or, you know, she'll create space. You'll know if she's not down with it, especially if you're doing it correctly and being a gentleman about it. So consent is not the issue here. The issue is one of confidence. It is one of being a leadership mentality man, knowing what you want, going for it, and having that confidence and that abundant mindset to where you even put her at ease if she's feeling a little nervous. Because here's the truth of the matter. If she's 20 minutes into this date with you and she's vibing, she wants you to kiss her, but you're going to make it weird if you say, oh, can I kiss you? Ask for permission. This sets the whole dynamic up for her to be the one making all the choices. And she doesn't want that. She wants to be swept off her feet by a powerful warlord. She doesn't want to go out for girl talk and then, you know, basically have to plan out a makeout session. That's not what she's here for. So this is a huge mistake to avoid. And if you can avoid that mistake, you will tap into the type of kiss she secretly wants, the type of kiss that follows all four of these steps. All right, that's all I've got for this one. Go with grace, my friends. Never give up your power. This is Josh Segafis signing off.